Mira's grandmother had died in early spring. She had been ill for several months, and her death, when it came, had not been a surprise. She was 86. The funeral had been small and warm, attended mostly by neighbours and a few old friends Mira had met for the first time, and the family had been left, in the weeks afterwards, with the slow, sad work of clearing out her flat. It was a Tuesday afternoon in May when Mira and her mother began the cleaning properly. The flat was small, two rooms and a kitchen, but full of 70 years of carefully kept things. They worked slowly, sorting books, clothes, papers, and small objects into different boxes. It was the kind of work that goes faster if you don't think about it. Mira had been emptying the bottom drawer of her grandmother's old desk when she found the box. It was small, made of dark wood, and surprisingly heavy. There was a tiny lock on it, but the key was lying in a small cream-coloured envelope on top. The envelope had no writing on the outside. Mira sat down on the floor and opened the box. Inside were about 30 letters, all tied together with a thin red ribbon. The paper was thin and slightly yellow with age. The handwriting was small, careful, and clearly the same on all the letters. They all began, "My dear Sarai," which had been Mira's grandmother's name as a young woman before she had married. Mira read the first letter slowly. It was dated September 1959. The writer signed himself David. The letter was about a small cafe in the city centre where they had been meeting, about a film they had seen together the previous Saturday, about David's plans for the next time they would meet, perhaps the following weekend. The tone was warm and quiet. Nothing dramatic was happening. Two young people were going for walks, sharing meals, talking about books. Mira read three or four more letters. They were all from David, all from 1959 and 1960. There were no letters from anyone else, and no letters from Sarah herself. Only the letters David had written to her, which she had kept. Mira called her mother into the room. Her mother sat down on the floor next to her and read one of the letters carefully. "Mother, I never knew about him. I never even knew his name." "Mira, did Grandma ever say anything?" "Mother, once when she was very old, perhaps 2 years before she died, she said something. I had asked her what she had been like as a young woman, and she said, 'There was someone, before your father, a young man. It was quite serious.' She did not say anything more, and I did not ask. I assumed she did not want to talk about it." Mira looked through the letters again, more carefully this time. Most were about ordinary things. Books they were reading, walks they were planning, the weather. But the last few were different. They were sadder. The last one, dated June 1960, was very short. David said he was leaving for another country for work. He hoped that they would write to each other. He said he would always remember the time they had spent together. After that, there were no more letters. Mira and her mother sat together on the floor for some time. Outside, the afternoon was beginning to turn into evening. Neither of them spoke for a while. "Mother, she married my father in 1962. That was about a year and a half later. She was happy with him. I always thought that. They had 38 years together." "Mira, do you think he knew about David?" "Mother, I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe she told him. I think there were things she kept to herself." Mira tied the letters back together with the red ribbon and placed them carefully in the box. She closed the lid. Mira, what do we do with these? Mother, we keep them. We were not meant to read them all today. Maybe one day, when we feel calmer, we can look through them properly. Or maybe we don't need to. They were part of her life. They are still part of who she was. When they finally went home that evening, Mira walked along quietly. She had thought all her life that she had known her grandmother, the gentle, slightly tired old woman who had given her sweets and read her stories. The letters had not changed any of this, but they had added something. They had reminded her that her grandmother had been a young woman once, in a different decade, in a different city, with a young man called David, who had written her 30 letters before disappearing into another country and another life. Some part of her grandmother had been a person Mira would never meet and never know.